WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There was an interesting discussion in our last WeatherBrains episode about QLCS versus squall line terminology, so I thought I'd take a stab at trying to clarify the terminology somewhat. If you look up squall line in the American Meteorological Society's Glossary of Meteorology, you will find this statement: a line of active thunderstorms, either continuous or with breaks, including contiguous precipitation areas resulting from the existence of the thunderstorms. The definition further states the squall line is a type of mesoscale convective system distinguished from other types by a larger length-to-width ratio. Now, this definition, with only a few modifications, is what appeared in the first edition of the glossary published in 1959. Oh, by the way, I happen to have one of those in my possession. QLCS stands for quasi-linear convective systems. As best I can tell, this name for a meteorological event was first introduced by Wiseman and Davis in a paper in the Journal of Atmospheric Sciences in 1998. Their paper looked into the causes of mesoscale vortices within a QLCS. A tornado climatology associated with the QLCS was established by Trapp and others in 2005. It is interesting that the definition of the QLCS was not listed in the latest edition of the AMS Glossary of Meteorology, dated 2000. I suppose it'll probably be included in the next edition. The QLCS feature includes all lines of convective storms with features such as loops, bows, rear inflow jets, or any type of mesovortex event. So it looks like the main difference in the terminology boils down to the age of the meteorologist and what you grew up with. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.